Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's get to more sports talk, talking about the Milwaukee Brewers. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. Oh, that graphic is wrong. You're going to have to change that, Charlie. He is Jerry Augustine joining us now here on the hotline. Jerry, how are we doing today, buddy?
Doing well, Sparky. It's an exciting time here. Exciting time of year. We got 11 games left to go in the regular season, but those are going to be big 11 games. Around baseball, it's just been a good race in every division and every, when you look at the wild cards, there's a lot of interesting games going on, and the Brewers are right in the middle of it.
When we talk about this Brewers team, yesterday, Andrew Wagner, who I'm sure you know, Forbes Sports, a Brewers writer, comes on several times a week on all of our leadoff shows. He was on my show yesterday for his weekly hit. And he made me very mad, Jerry. I my eyes popped out of my head on YouTube. I thought my day, my week was absolutely ruined at this point. When he suggested out loud on the radio for others to hear, this wasn't like him and me sitting here at Jack's American Pub on Brady having a cocktail, and he brings up, you know, Sparky, maybe this could happen. No, he says this on the radio for everybody to hear. He goes, Sparky, you know, I mean, there's a chance maybe that Mizorowski isn't on the divisional round roster because – there's nowhere for him to start. They go Priester, Peralta, and Woodruff. And if they don't think he is made for the bullpen, they may save him for the NLCS. I lost my mind, Jerry Augustine, because the PR nightmare that would be for everybody involved, the distraction of the media from all angles coming in and talking to everybody about how is this dude left off the playoff roster, the confidence that you have to deal with him going forward, leaving him off of the NLDS roster. Like, I'm still floored by the whole concept and the idea. So I come to you, the vet, the guy that's done this, Jerry Augustine. What say you to that idea?
I don't like it at all. I think Jacob has a spot for no matter what you do at the ball club. Now, what you do at the playoff roster is going to be very interesting. I may look at it a little bit different than some guys because I'm a former pitcher. But I think there's a lot of things you can do. When you look at this playoff roster, a lot's going to have is going to depend on who are you playing. And if you look at most of the teams that are vying for a spot, either wild card or in a division, most of the teams on the left-hand side of the left-hand hitters are very strong. You take the Cubs, the Phillies, the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Mets, have a lot of strength on the left-hand side. So I think it's going to be very important that you have enough left-handed pitching in your bullpen to master that. But I think Mizorowski is different than that. I think how you use him, I think it's still going to be determined. Let's take a look at the starters where they're starting the first divisional playoff. They're going to go with Freddie and the Woodruff and Priester. I think that's a given what they're doing with those three guys. They're throwing the ball so well. But from there, if they do need another starter, where would you possibly go? Well, it depends on who you play. I think you still look and see maybe Jose Quintana, if you're facing a team with a lot of left-hand hitters, he could still come in and be a very important part of your starting rotation. Could you go to Mizorowski? Yes, you could. But I think what they might do with Miz If you see what he did in the what he did when he first came up, he started and he did very well. But the last two out of the three outings, he got a little bit of rushed with his delivery and wasn't consistent in the strike zone. But then you date him back when he made the All-Star game. He came in that All-Star game and he was magnificent because he was able to come in and just for that one inning, throw strikes, come in and be aggressive and go after the hitter. I think he could be a super important part, being a guy who can come in the game for one inning or two innings, come in and throw and make some pretty good pitches and go through one or two innings, and that could be invaluable to the Brewers in the playoffs.
Just getting word, Brewers manager Pat Murphy will be on Middays with Thunder tomorrow morning at 11:30. Pat Murphy joining Thunder and Tommy Wirtz tomorrow at 11:30 here on The Fan. So we announce a new lineup, and all of a sudden we have Pat Murphy on the air. It's amazing how quickly things work, Jerry. It's crazy how that works. Let's talk a little bit about the back end of this bullpen, because that's my other concern. You know, Trevor Megill, news coming out yesterday that he gets pushed back a little bit in his rehab. They haven't ruled him out for the playoffs or anything like that, but still leaves a little bit of wonder of how much he'll be used or if he'll be ready for the NLDS. If he's not, you got Uribe, Koenig, and Mears. Those are your three, right? So if you have Jacob Mizorowski, that gives you a lot more options. You can use a Miz like you used Josh Hader back in the day, where if you need him in the fifth or if you need him in the sixth or the seventh or whatever, you can pick when you need to get out of a situation to use him.
Well, you know, I when you get into that closing role, it's such a different part. There's such a different mindset, Sparky, when you get into that closer role in that eighth and ninth inning. Could Miz be a kind of guy that could pitch in that area? Well, when you look at his what he does with his pitches, he's got such a great fastball. He's got a good breaking ball. Does he have the tools to pitch in that area? No question about it. But is he built for that area? And that's the one thing that when you think about it as a team and as a coach, where do you want to put him that he's going to be the most valuable? Where can you put Mizorowski that he can be the most successful? Now, when you take most pitchers, when you talk, Sparky, you talk about when they get into a problem or get into a time when they're struggling, a lot of guys will back off the mound and get some composure, get back on the mound and go get them. I think Miz is a little bit different, being such a young pitcher. He's the kind of guy that you want to give the ball to, put down the sign and let him go. When he can be aggressive, speed the game up a little bit, that's when he's most effective. And that's why I'm saying that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He be used as a starter in the playoffs. I think that's going to be determined yet. He'll get a couple starts yet, and they'll determine from those starts. But if they do put him in that bullpen, coming in the game, just let him go out and be himself by pitching his style, and that's speeding the game up a little bit where he can command the strike zone. That's where he can be invaluable, Sparky. Now, where you put him in the late part of the game, that's a tough question, because that's a really difficult area to pitch in when you're not used to. But can he be a part of the game up until the seventh inning? Absolutely. He can be an integral part with the Brewers pitching staff.
Tom Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher here on the Fan Guest Sideline, powered by Gruber Law. Steve Sparky Fiver with you out here at Jack's American Pub on Brady Street. Come on out. Take advantage of their shuttles to and from every Brewers home game. Going to American Family Field tonight. They'll be jumping a little bit later on tonight. And then 5 to 6:30 tonight here from Jack's American Pub. Tommy Wirtz will be out here with the leadoff show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, getting you ready for Brewers baseball. Jerry, I want to talk as well about the bats and the situation you have right now between what to do in the postseason with first base, because you have Jake Bowers, you have Andrew Vaughn, you have Rhys Hoskins. So obviously one can play first, one can be DH, but if that one is a DH, then that means Christian Yelich obviously is in the outfield. Christian Yelich is in the outfield. That means between Frelick, Churio, and Isaac Collins, somebody is not in the outfield. Like, it's a good problem to have, but it's going to be interesting to see how Pat Murphy manages all of these bats.
Well, again, you know, you're going to go up to what, Sparky, you're going to go up to who you're facing. Who do you match up with, and what is the best matchup? I think there's value in all the three first basemen. You look at Jake Bowers, he can play first base and play the outfield. He can DH, he can pinch hit. His value is in all areas when you look at it, where he can play versatility in the infield. He can he swings the bat from the left side. He can pinch hit, and he's done such a good job for the Brewers with that. And then you look at Vaughn. Vaughn just been fantastic all spring. You can't take a guy like that out of line to what he provides for you, not only on the offensive side, but he plays a strong defense. But there's a veteran part of the ball club. When you get into the playoffs, when you've been there, that experience means so much. And I think they're having a really tough decision on what to do with Rhys Hoskins. Is he a guy that you keep on for pinch hitting? Is he a guy that you can put in a couple games at first base against certain pitchers? Is he a guy that his value, just having him on the ball club and being active, could he be an integral part of the ball club? And those are really extremely tough questions. And these are going to be some of the toughest questions or some of the toughest answers I think that the Brewers coaches are going to have in the organization on what direction they're going to go at first base.
I've got another tough one for you. Rank those three, Bowers, Hoskins, Vaughn, in order of defense on the field. Like, who in your mind is probably their best defender, second, and third, if you're ranking them just simply on defense?
If I'm going just defensively, I'm going to go with Jake Bowers. I think he's just fantastic at first base. He's very consistent. He catches the ball. He's the way he moves to the ball and the way he fields the ball. He knows how to play the big hops, the skip hops. He knows how to backhand really well. He does a great job. I like Jake Bowers, especially being a left-handed thrower. I really like him at first base because you have more ground you can cover to his right on the field. When I look at the other, I put Vaughn and Hoskins almost dead heat. I think Rhys has done some outstanding job at first base. He's now got there where he's a veteran. He understands it. He's made some great plays. And I'll tell you what, Vaughn has made some awesome plays backhanded up. I put those two pretty much the same. I don't think I could put a number on them being either two and three or three, whatever. I put them pretty much tied. But as a defensive first baseman, I really like Jake Bowers.
So are you assuming Yelich is the DH for most of these games and that they're going to play Frelick, Churio, and Collins in the outfield for the bats?
You'd think so. You would think that, number one, what you're going to do is you're never going to give up on defense. And you look at what Collins and Churio and Frelick and Perkins have done in the outfield, that you're going to stay strong on the defensive side. What is going to happen is that when you start a game, it might be a matchup where you want to get Rhys Hoskins in the game, or you want to have a DH in the game, and you want to put Yelly in the outfield. But once the game gets long, you can make that change to a defensive side. I think you're going to see a lot of differences. Like, example, Churio in center field. He's just been playing a super center field. But I think when you get late in the game, boy, when you take what Perkins is in the outfield, he's a gold glove style outfielder. You put him in the outfield, you move Churio to the corner, you're a much better defensive team. So you're going to see some movements made as the team goes. But I think when you get into that seventh inning, you got a lead, you're going to go really strong defensively.
Jerry Augustine, thank you so much for coming on, my friend. Appreciate it, and enjoy the ride, man. This is a pretty cool deal. I don't know if they finish it one way or the other, but this season, call it Euchre magic, call it whatever you will, is definitely one we will not forget.
Yeah, it is. Sparky, when you get into the playoffs, and you can go from way back to 2011 with the St. Louis Cardinals, where their starters only went averaged four and two-thirds innings per game, up until when Ned Yost over in Kansas City, when you get up to the fifth inning, six, seven, eight, and nine were just taken by that bullpen. Milwaukee Brewers bullpen is the best bullpen in all of baseball. I think that's a real key to this playoff series. And when they get into the playoffs, I think the bullpen's going to play really big. So hopefully they get everybody healthy, and I think that'll make a big difference.
There he is, Jerry Augustine. I'm sure we'll talk to you between now and once we get into the postseason, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Sparky. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.